Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small-town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Patty Clark. And we're talking about Midwest Energy and Communications Seed House, which is in Adrian on Tipton Road. Patty, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me, what does SEED stand for?
SEED stands for Sustainable Energy Efficient Demonstration House.
Oh my gosh, that's huge. So what was the reason for building the SEED House to begin with?
As a utility, we have a number of customers that come in and they have questions about what might be going on in their home that contributes to their energy use. Lots of information seeking around renewables, just a lot of different things. So we felt it was very important to create a unique educational resource using sound building science and technology so that we could highlight new construction, energy retrofits, remodeling, kind of the whole myriad that surrounds the building industry. And I find I'm a visual learner. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we feel it's a lot easier for somebody to see what is going on instead of just hear about what you're talking about. So this is a cutaway home where people can go in. It's been built to exceed Energy Star 3. It'll have a HERS rating, which is kind of like the testing how energy efficient your home is. You'll be able to see cutaways like the Energy Heal, lighting demos. We're going to have a blower door audit so we can talk to people about what's the first step in getting a better house, both from an energy efficiency standpoint, as well as health and safety.
And not only for the homeowner to go in, but even for builders to go in and take a home or homeowner take a builder, either way, to say, this is what I'm looking for in
this
my new construction or in fixing my remodel.
We have so many audiences that are going to use this facility, one of them being a builder who could go in and say, this is how I'm going to build your home. I'm going to be able to separate myself from others in the industry to show you my knowledge and the care of what I'm doing in your home so that you have not only an energy efficient, beautiful home, you have a safe and comfortable home to live in.
Well, and are you using it a lot, too, for the kids that are going into the building trades industry? I mean, this seems like an ideal thing for them.
Absolutely. We are very committed to working to promote professional trades in the state of Michigan for our students. And this house is a unique partnership with the LISD, which is the Lenawee Intermediate School District. It is on their campus, and it will become a permanent resource owned by them once we finish building it for them. That is something Midwest did with our energy optimization dollars. We are building this. This is not the LISD's project, but it is a partnership. And then they will be the owner of it in perpetuity.
And
but
there aren't the a lot of these build, around, though.
No. The students actually from 2 years during the residential construction building programs out at the LISD built this with us. And we had lots of community partners like the unions. Some of the plumbers and pipe fitter unions came in, the IBEW. They worked side by side to work with the students in their respective fields so that they could at least show them, you know, what goes on in my typical day and what might this be an experience and a little bit about the trades. So that was a great way to showcase professional trades.
Yeah, the advanced knowledge that those kids can see. I actually saw this working.
Absolutely. I helped pull the wire to that. You know, 20 years from now, they're going to be able to drive by Tipton Highway, which is where the house is located on the campus for a sustainable future. And they're going to say, I had a hand in building that.
Yeah.
And be very proud of it.
Right. So the goals of the SEED House then are kind of being fulfilled as far as getting community involvement and education.
Absolutely. Like you said, home builders could use this. We may bring the whole industry, you know, as if you're a banker and you're somebody who appraises homes or you're a lender.
Right.
How do you appraise a home that has these kinds of measures in it? We need to bring the whole industry into this conversation and move that needle.
Right. So it does have a lot of special features in it that does help with visualizing what it takes to make a house more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, being in the energy business, it makes sense that MEC would be involved.
Sure. And a lot of times a customer will come in and they're talking about, I want to do some new equipment. I want to get a new furnace. I want to get new windows. I want to become more energy efficient. And we like to take a step back and talk about the process. I mean, we want to have a continuous thermal barrier. We want to make our house as tight and air sealed as we can.
Right.
And then we want to ventilate it. Once we have insulated it correctly with the right material and the right application, properly installed. Then we want to make sure we have fresh air exchanges. So we're going to mechanically ventilate it so that we are getting fresh air for our people and our animals and our equipment to work appropriately. And then we can talk about right-sizing equipment. I might not need that bigger furnace. I might not need those new windows unless I don't like the way they function or the way they look or they have completely failed. We're not trying to tell you, no, don't buy new windows or don't buy that new furnace. But we're telling you that you might not get the expected energy efficiency from that if you haven't done these other measures first. And you may not be as satisfied with the efficiency that you thought you were going to get from that.
Right.
And you're going to pay more money to have a larger unit, for example. So if you don't do those things in that order, you're looking at it upside down.
Right. Because it's the behind-the-scenes things. I used to tell people when I was in the building trades that it's behind the walls.
Mm-hmm.
You forget sometimes what's behind the walls. Because that starts everything.
Yep.
The foundation starts everything.
That's right. And we are able to show you what's behind the walls. And lots of times there are spec homes that are built. We worked with Dow up in Midland, and they have a whole community of net zero homes that they built. But once those homes are sold, you've lost the educational resource that's available. Because people don't want you traipsing in their house 3 years after they moved in. They don't mind it for a couple of months. This will be a permanent educational resource available to the community.
So, Patty, how can our listeners get more information later on about the seed house?
Okay. You can go on our website at www.tmidwest.com. The LISD will be having links on their website.
Okay.
Watch for stuff in the papers or on the radio about open houses or special events that we're going to be holding out there. We'll start holding courses, maybe like a continuing education. I really hope to get one that's like indoor air quality. So several times a year, we might have some bigger event out there and we'll be able to advertise that appropriately.
There you go. Well, that makes sense. Well, thank you, Patty, for joining us and sharing information on Midwest Energy and Communications Seed House on Tipton Road in Adrian.
Thank you so much.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of NEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.